And Brian Finn has the business news.
Áine, thank you. Aer Lingus returned to profit in 2022, reporting an operating profit before exceptional items of €45 million. Lynn Embleton, CEO of Aer Lingus, is standing by. Quite a respectable profit in the context of the last few years. Lynn, has that come about sooner than you might have anticipated as we were coming out of the pandemic restrictions?
Yeah, morning, Brian. So, yeah, €45 million for the full year. That comes after we lost €95 million in the first half. So, solid result, and I think it gives me confidence that recovery is well underway. We've still got some way to go to get back to pre-COVID levels, but we're making good progress.
And is this across all your markets and all aspects of travel? I noted that business travel is lagging leisure travel a bit.
Yeah, we had leisure travel was really, really important to last year's result, and the big summer peak that we saw contributed very well. We carried 2 million passengers across the Atlantic. We carried 2 million passengers to European sun destinations. But you're right, leisure's going well. I think pent-up demand there. Business is recovering. It's recovering a little bit more slowly. But maybe that's to be expected, given people slow to get back to the office in Ireland.
Airlines and airports were perhaps caught out a bit by the bounce back in the demand for flying. Are we likely to avoid a repeat of the scenes from last summer this year with lengthy queues and piles of luggage in collection areas?
Yeah, well, you know, Aer Lingus said we were going to get back to 90% of traffic levels by the summer. We resourced up for that and we were ready. As you say, the system did struggle. There's a lot of players in the aviation system across airports and ground handlers and air traffic control, and it was certainly very difficult last year. We've recruited again. We recruited 1,000 people last year. We've got another 1,000 this year, so I think we're in good shape, and I'm confident and hopeful that the rest of the system is too.
There are a few legacy issues from last year. There was the IT outage in September, and then there was lost baggage during the summer. Has that all been dealt with now? Has compensation been paid out?
Yeah, so the IT outage, we've absolutely paid out compensation there. And look, importantly, that was an unusual event. We had our primary cable, network cable damaged and the secondary backup failed. So what we've now done is put a third network link in with a different service provider just to provide additional resilience. But yes, we've done the compensation for that, and baggage is also in good shape at the moment.
Drone activity is the latest issue impacting airlines. It appears to be Dublin specific at the moment. It's obviously very frustrating from an operations perspective. Is there anything that can be realistically done about it?
Yeah, look, first and foremost, this is a safety issue, but clearly a big passenger inconvenience issue as well. So there needs to be strict penalties to act as a deterrent, but there also needs to be technology and process changes too. So really critical that the airport, the regulator and the government all get together with some urgency. I mean, we're here in February, we've had disruption already, and of course it's a relatively quiet time of the year for the airport. So with the summer coming, we do need some urgent coordinated action.
And there have been quite a few cancellations. Has Aer Lingus taken a substantial hit from those?
Well, so far we've had two diversions and we've had somewhere in the region of 1,700 customers affected. So it's very difficult for the airline and it's very difficult for our customers. So we really do need to see action taken.
We covered on the programme yesterday a lawsuit that was being taken against a French bank on environmental grounds. Do you think airlines are the next in the firing line on environmental issues? And indeed, is flight shaming becoming more prevalent among individuals? Are they choosing not to fly?
Well, we're certainly seeing plenty of demand for flying. And I strongly, strongly believe that aviation is a force for good. We do have a carbon footprint, and as an industry, we're tackling that. IAG was one of the first airline groups to come out with environmental commitments, including 10% sustainable aviation fuel by 2030. And we're investing in new fuel-efficient aircraft. We're investing in sustainable aviation fuel. So the industry absolutely needs to tackle this, but the industry is committed to tackling this.
And if airlines are forced to foot new bills for carbon permits, will fares inevitably increase?
Inevitably, if industry costs go up, I think all carriers would say they would be reflected in fares over time, yes.
Lynn Embleton, CEO of Aer Lingus, thank you very much indeed for that.